Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think it was the dolphins first. I would have been pretty young, and tuna wasn't a special treat, but it also wasn't a common thing we had. But I remember looking at the little can and the little dolphin sign and getting very excited about it, and then getting very sad when my mother explained that the way we fish for tuna was dangerous to the dolphins. It's the first time I remember one of the Save the campaigns. We see them all over the place. Save the dolphins, save the whales, save the owls, save the trees. Eventually we get to just sort of like a save the world state we live in. And it's not just sort of the world we worry about. This is perhaps the favorite motif for entertainment. Save the world from dinosaurs, save the world from asteroids, save worlds we have never heard of. If you go to the movie theater right now, there are at least three or four pictures out there letting you watch as some hero saves some place from some threat. All of these, from what I have observed, are grand plans that require massive commitment and a desire to carry out all of the complex, intertwined follow-through, and depend on a large number of people and momentum to get off the ground, much less to perhaps someday be accomplished. Tonight is about a baby. A baby whose birth was attended by a few mangy shepherds, maybe some angels, the stable animals, and his own parents. This does not look like the beginning of a Save the Anything campaign. There's nothing grand, well, maybe the angels, but they're tricky enough that it's hard to really label them something grand for people. That and they have to go around telling everyone not to be afraid of them, so we should definitely put them in the questionable category. Nothing complicated. Babies might be complicated for their parents, but on a worldwide scale, babies are one of the most common things there can be. And beyond that, this is a baby born to poor parents, far from home, in a backwater province occupied by the greatest empire of the age. There is nothing grand or complex or exciting about this scene. This is a plan to save the world. Things aren't going to go very far. Babies don't save dolphins, much less the world. But tonight, God has given us a baby. So maybe I have the wrong genre. Maybe this isn't action or science fiction. Maybe this really isn't about saving the world. Maybe not even about saving us. God becomes a baby after all, because God is madly in love with us. And I hate to tell you, but I think that puts us in the middle of romance, everyone's favorite genre to mock. But it makes sense. In romantic storylines, there can be grand actions, but they aren't the moment when it all comes together, usually. Oftentimes, that's the lead-up. Grand gestures that either come out perfectly or go awry, and we laugh, and we look on with sadness as things still don't click. People don't fall in love. Maybe they fall further apart. You know the moment when they fall in love? Those are the moments of trust and vulnerability. Maybe we learned this whole genre from a master storyteller. There is nothing, after all, that engenders trust and embodies vulnerability like a baby. God wraps God's own self in Mary's baby as a moment of trust and vulnerability, of reaching out to the people God made and God has always, always loved. And that leaves us with a question. What do we do in this moment? Do we take the risk of falling back into a loving relationship with God? Are we able and willing to do that? No is the easier answer here. Far from relationships, babies themselves are a huge commitment. There is nothing grand, there's nothing that will entice us into moments of fame here. There is too little sleep and too much work to do ahead when there is a baby in the picture. But tonight is a beginning. For many of us, perhaps, another new beginning, because God is gracious with God's love like that. It's not the beginning of saving the dolphins or the frogs, remarkably important frogs, or the trees or the world. It's the beginning for our hearts, to learn to step into a stable that wasn't as clean as we would like it to be. It wasn't as glamorous as the movies would like to make it look. And to begin to do the work of loving God. It's the beginning of a journey into how our faith can shape our thoughts and feelings, which then inexorably shape what we say and what we do. Well, this isn't really a story about saving the world. This is the sort of beginning, when accepted faithfully, that might just save all of us. And because God loves grand gestures, perhaps even the world with us. Amen.